Remembering Prime Minister Brian Mulroney, a family tribute.
Welcome back. I'm Ben Mulroney. This has been such a journey for me, and I hope for you. It's helped me process a few things. It's helped me smile and laugh and cry and talk to people I know matter to my dad. So I want to thank Wayne Gretzky, Michael Bublé, David Foster, Reba McEntire, and Presidents Bush and Clinton for taking time out of their busy lives to talk to me about how my dad affected theirs. And I hope we've given everyone listening something different than they've heard and read over the past few weeks about my dad. It's all been wonderful, or mostly been wonderful. But I wanted to do something different. And so in order to really keep that going, I wanted to share some stories with you that I don't think I've ever shared before. And I'm not going to lie, I always thought there would be more time to share this when he was around. And then he could call me up and tell me, why did you tell that story? But anyway, he's not here, so I get to do it. The birds and the bees. Everyone has their own story about how their parents had the uncomfortable conversation with them. Here's mine. I was sitting at the foot of my parents' bed up at Harrington Lake, which was the summer residence of the Prime Minister of Canada. And it was a rainy summer day, which meant we were watching movies. My parents were on their bed. My mom was watching, and my dad was reading his newspaper. He wasn't even watching the movie. I don't know what movie it was, but in my mind, I'm remembering Basic Instinct. I don't think it was Basic Instinct, but it was that kind of movie, right? With some very not so family-friendly scenes. Nothing that this young boy hadn't seen already, but my parents didn't know that. And all of a sudden, I can hear them, my mom whispering to my dad, you've got to talk to him. You've got to talk to him. He doesn't know what he's seeing on the screen. And now I'm girding for a very uncomfortable conversation. My mom pauses the TV, gets up, walks out of the room. And then my dad, in the most defeated voice I've ever heard, says, Ben. And I get up, walk to him. He puts down his newspaper, which I don't believe he's read it all over the past 5 minutes. And he looks at me, he says, points to the TV and he says, what'd you see there? I was like, well, I don't know. I mean, I don't know what I saw. And he says, do you need me to explain it to you? I was like, well, I need somebody to explain it to me. And he just puts his finger up as if to say, just hold on a second. And he presses the intercom on the phone and he says, Mila, get me the book. And he hangs up and he keeps his finger up for a second. In other words, just wait a moment. My mother comes in with a book that she hands to him and he hands to me. And this book is called What is Happening to My Body? And it contains cartoon depictions of a man going through certain changes. He says, go to your room and read it. I do. None of it surprises me. I come back 15 minutes later, hand him back the book. He says, do you have any questions? I said, no, Dad. He goes, good. He picks up his newspaper and keeps reading. That is my dad telling me the birds and the bees. Another story that I think is actually important that I tell today, because it'll give you a complete picture of my dad as a singer. The portrait has been drawn of him being a solo artist, right? He's always getting up and performing, but he didn't start out as a solo artist. He started out as part of a group, and that group was my dad, me, Mark, and Nicholas, the four Mulroonies. And he would trot us out whenever his friends would come over, and we would all be his backup singers. And at Christmas more than a few years ago now, 20 years, we were going from house to house at Christmas parties. I think we had to hit like 7 Christmas parties in one night. And at every single one of these, my dad wanted to sing. And which meant we all had to sing. But my brother, Mark, took it upon himself to sing just a little too loud, just a little too forcefully, taking away just a little of the spotlight from our lead singer. And during one of the singing was done, so now it's like the cocktail portion of the event. My brother is sitting there. My dad sits with him, leans right in and goes, Mark, you're out. He says, excuse me? He's like, you're out. You're singing too loud. You're out of the band. And that was it. And he was dead serious. We laugh about it every single time we tell the story, but he was dead serious. You are out. And I think that this was the impetus for Dad realizing that he was the Beyoncé of the group. And the world didn't need more Destiny's Child. The world needed more Beyoncé. And the world needed more Brian Mulroney, undistilled, unvarnished, that singular voice. And it is that man who moved forward and became the person that we've been talking about all day. So I want to thank, again, everybody who joined us today. I want to thank everybody at Chorus for allowing me to do this, for giving me the space and giving me the support to put this together, for allowing me to make this special in a way that would honor my dad the way my family wanted to honor my dad. It was a gift from them, and I want to say thank you. And I hope to our listeners, I hope this has helped. If you have been feeling sad, I hope this has helped. If you've been feeling sad about someone that you've lost that isn't my dad, maybe this has helped you as well. But I want to end this by talking about my mom, because my father would be the first to admit that these tributes that you've heard today, they wouldn't have happened had my mother not agreed to marry my dad. My dad says that were it not for my mom, he would have been the most successful senior partner at his law firm in Montreal. And it was my mom who gave him the support that he needed to believe in his dreams. And then once he achieved that dream of becoming prime minister, everything else that he achieved is directly related to my mom's involvement. Also, I wouldn't be here. My dad wanted one kid, and he wanted a daughter. And it was my mom who convinced him to have more. So thank you, Mom. But I want to tell my mother that we heard my dad. We believe my dad. We know my dad was right when he said all those things. You are the most important, wonderful force of nature that any of us have ever met. And we are so proud to be your kids, Mom. We will be here for you each and every day. You have us completely on your side. You are in our hearts, and we will be there for you through thick and thin. And this is going to be hard on all of us, but we're going to do it together as a family. I love you, Mom. And I hope you're happy with what we did here today. Dad, I want to say that it's been such a pleasure, such an honor to talk to so many people who meant so much to you. It's been so nice to hear that they loved and respected you. And I was so happy to be here to say goodbye. I'm going to talk to you every day, Dad. I'm going to miss our calls. I'm going to miss you calling me Nice Ben. I'm going to miss you telling me you're proud of me. And I'm going to miss you telling me you love me. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to tell my kids and my brothers and my sister and my mother and my wife and my family that I love them. I'm going to do that to make up for the fact that I can't say it to you. So that's it, Canada. Thank you so much for joining me. I'm Ben Mulroney.
I see trees of green, red roses too. I see them bloom for me and for you. And I think to myself, what a wonderful world.